Friday the 11th of April, Vov Nissan, Rabbi Chaim Rappaport, Inyan, Bodov Yeshe.
Now, I've told you this, we've said in the parashas in the Torah. Starts off with Arba'o Anoshim Hoyu Mitzuroim Pesach HaShoah. There were four people standing outside the gate of the city, Mitzuroim. Hayom Rish HaReim, and they said to each other, Ma Anachnu Yishim Poyad Mosman. What are we going to sit here until we die? From famine. So they didn't know what to do. So they decided, Mamonoshech, if they stay there, or they go back into the city where from where they had been rejected, they may die. So let's go to the Machne Aron, into the enemy's grounds. If they keep us alive, it's fine. And if they don't, we've got nothing to lose. It's six of one, half a dozen of the other. And the Torah continues with the story that they came to Machne Aron, and there was a tremendous miracle, and the Machne Aron fled, etc., etc. Obviously, the initial connecting link between the Torah and the Parsha is Vabo Anoshim Hoyim Mitzrayim Pesach Hashoah, which at face value seems to be a very cursory connection. But nevertheless, after today's Shia, we may realize that there's actually something quite lomdish in the connection between this Torah and the Parsha itself. They were sitting outside the city. Pesach HaShoah. Why were they sitting outside the city? So the Meforshim explained, because they were Mitzrayim. Remember, married by the Mitzrayim, the din is that we learned in Parshas Tazria last week, said that a capital Yud Gimel Pasuk member of Kol Yimei HaShabu HaNege Yitma. Bodol Yeshim Michutz LaMachna Mishove, he must sit outside the camp alone. So that's why they were here also alone. Bodol Yeshim Michutz LaMachna. But this din itself gives rise to a problem with these Mitzrayim. The din of Bodol Yeshim Michutz LaMachna Mishove, a posh teshayim. Does it just mean that he has to be outside the camp, and his mere exclusion from the camp makes him bodod? Or does it mean that he has to be in isolation? The Ma'inaf Gemina, can he sit with other material? So from the Raivin in his Pirush on the Sifro and Pirush Koinim, and last week said, there's a mocker borrow for this Indian. The Raivin says, bodod yeshev, v'levado yeshev, shehekim nuda, she'osabar ba'amis shalai, v'chein kolan ha'menugoy. The Rabbi says this is like the din of the Maseret, like the din of a Nidui, a Menudah, and that anyone mustn't sit in his Arba Amis. Says the Rav Chava in his first Sofnas Panayach HaTorah, that according to the Rabbi, that the din of Bodol Yeshev is Mimachmas Dinei Nidui, we employ here the din of Nidui, so therefore, if it's with Tatuma, so he can sit with another in the Maseret. But if it's because of Nidui, so then he has to sit by himself, just like one Menuda is not allowed to sit within four cubits of another Menuda, so too one Metzora is not allowed to sit within four cubits of another Metzora. So it's not good enough for the Metzora to be outside the camp, but they must be sitting in isolation. Pashtus, they weren't sitting in isolation, the Mashmos is, they were sitting together, they were talking with each other. Vayomru ish el reyehu, mo'anach niyoshim prayad mos. So therefore, they ask a question, if their shiluach michutz lamachna was midin bodad yeshir michutz lamachna meshavai, what were you doing sitting
together?
So I saw others have asked this question as well. For example, Rav Tzvi Hershpil Ferber in his Kerem HaTzvi al HaTorah, Amudim Dalet, Margolius Yam on his Masechta Sanhedrin, they say like this. I want to give him Terek. More in Eichid after Zion says, Manishtan HaMetzoyah that bothered Yeshay because he involved himself in Lashon Hara. And he brought to isolation between husband and wife, between man and friend. He created disharmony. Mela Mido, Kilaget Mido, he also has to be Mechutz Lamachna Mishalom. So they say, but wait a minute, the Gemara says in that same Sugya, our Shiva Dvorim, Negoim Boim, that there are seven reasons which may cause the Negoim to afflict us, not just Lashon Hara. So this Hezber is good if it's Lashon Hara, of what happens if it's other reasons. There's Rabbi Ferber, in the Chenam, Magoi Siyam as well. B'chlal, you have to err on the side of caution. Maybe it's Lashon Hara. If it's Lashon Hara, Kumptem has bothered the issue, you have to sit outside. Oh, but in the case of what? The Arba Anoshim Yoshu Nitzor and Petra Shara, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Aleph. Now these were Geichas Yoshleishas Bono. And we know that the sin for which they were punished was the Avoim Shavuot Shav and Kilel HaSalisha, when Gehazi ran after Naaman to take gifts which Elisha had refused. So he was given a curse, Matam Gisholten, the Tzaraas, Naaman Tizbach Bechov, Zaracho Adoilam. The Tzaraas of Naaman should cleave to you forever. So it had nothing to do with Lashon Hara. So it had nothing to do with Lashon Hara, so there was no din of bodah d'yeshiv. If it had no din of bodah d'yeshiv, there was no problem. And b'meila, that's why they could be sitting together. Because here we're talking about Geichas Yishleishas Bona. Oh, but Aniyas died in this territory is Tamuah. Because at the best of times, Loi Darshin on time of the crop. There's a din bodah d'yeshiv chutzamacha in the Gemara itself, in the Torah, in the Kosek itself, in the Torah itself, it doesn't say anything. And even though the Gemara gives the reason, there's a chloed Ashir on time of the crow. We don't pass the like of Shimon, we pass him, you can't take a mashkin from an almono bin Ani or bin Ashir, like the Gemara says, in Bob Messia Kufetzal. And the MSC is that even according to Rav Shimon, who says that Ashir on time of the crow, that we learn out dinim chulokim from the fact that there are, from the reasons of the potuk, like the din by almono, nevertheless, there's a Trumas Adeshen, Chilat Beisim and Kufches, that someone wanted to suggest that if a person couldn't do a bris milah because meisrach of machmas milah, he was suffering from hemophilia, so therefore he should put tefillin on Shabbos, because he needs to have two oisif. He needs to have an oisif tefillin and an oisif milah. On Shabbos he don't need an oisif tefillin because yotzei Shabbos is yom tovim shein guf anois. Oh, but then hotuch mishkan milah, so he doesn't have a pishnayim edim yokum dovah. So maybe he should be putting on tefillin on Shabbos. So Jonas Hadeshim says, no, we don't say this. Why? These tamim that are given, otamim al derech hadrush, I'm paraphrasing, it's not his words. In other words, these are tamim nisotim. It's not as if the mitzvah or the din of not putting on tefillin on Shabbos is based on this. This is like, it's another tam, noch hatam. And he gives an example, he says, the Gemara says, Mibnima mila bashmini, in the why did the Torah say that an isha should be tmei shavus yomim? All these reasons are reasons which are not, the Gemara and the Rebbe not suggesting that this is the underlying principle which brought about the halacha. He's saying this is not even time of the crop, that even according to Rav Shimon it's not time of the crop. Shigam tam zei yeshboi. There's another advantage, and if this advantage won't emerge, no. So we may let to say here that because the Gemara in Asugya in Agadah Tenechim says that Bodod Yeshiv is because of Lashon Hara, and therefore since this Taras was not Mitzad Lashon Hara but was Mitzad what? Gehazi Mitzad Kilel HaSalisha, so we may let doesn't add up. This is just the background music. So we need to have a different Taras. And this is the Yesodus Tikka Shtikal in Yarek Drash in Avos Yonis from Rabbi Yonis Leibishit in the Torah of this week's Sedra, where he asked the question that L'chayra the place where the Mitzirayim Ageichaz Yishleishas Bono was in Shomron, and Shomron wasn't Mukav Choyma. He assumes that the din of Shiluach HaMitzirayim Mechutz La'ir is Medin Shiluach Chutz La'yoris HaMakofas Choyma, and it has to be Mekovitz Chomim and Meis Yishu Binun. But the Chal Shomron, he says, wasn't Mekovitz Chomim, since it wasn't Mekovitz Chomim and Meis Yishu Binun. So why did they have to sit outside? Says, the Mishnah in Kalim, Perikal of Mishnah Vav, enumerates Esther Kedusha starting from Eretz Yisrael, and ultimately the Kedush Kedoshim, and then there's many areas in between. So Yoris and Mekovitz Chomim are more Mekodesh than Yoris, Shein of Mekovitz Chomim. Of the Kedusha is only mitzad the Yoros Mekovitz Chaim. So if here there wasn't the Yoros Mekovitz Chaim, why were they sending him out? So he says, Yeshloim had the three mini negahim. the two types of teras. It's a yisoid which actually answers a lot of problems in the various sugyas of teras and the teroi in pshat posha. He says the teras, which we call teras, which is the Rambam says in the end of Hukh Nagoyim Perik Yud Aloch Tazayin, is an oisu pelo oisu b'yisroel. So something supernatural, a certain spot, number of spots, discolorations occurred, symptoms which didn't have any natural cause. And then there's teras, like we call leprosy, a contagious disease. A disease, al kaponim, which was considered contagious, and is contagious actually, and it can be passed on from one person to another. And the word teras sometimes refers to this, and sometimes refers to that. The teras of Gehazi Yishreishas Bono was not a halochadika teras, that it had a psamesek, berbisore, or something like that, a mega berbisore. It was an illness of teras, kimashmos loshen aposuk, that the teras of Naaman, what did Elisha say to him? The teras Naaman tigbak b'cho uvazarecho adayvam. We're talking here about the teras, which is a contagious disease, an infection, so to speak. One person could catch it from another. Maybe he says that the reason that they were sent out in Chutz Machina was not mitzad tilchus shiluach mitzvah in Chutz Machina. There's no din that the sick person has got to be sent out to the camp. It was poshut, in order that the disease shouldn't spread in the camp. The way they were sent outside. So since there wasn't a halacha di kitzras b'chal, so there's nothing to talk about. There was no din of shiluach in Chutz Machina. There was a din of bodily yeshiv to the feed of Orov, Adkan is Dibir Rabbi Yemis Leibshit. The feed of Orov, the Kasha and the Korolesa. What do you mean? What were they doing sitting in each other's company? The din that they can't be sitting in each other's company is if their Shiluach would have been based on the halacha of bodily yeshiv Mechutz Lamachna Mishol. But since here it wasn't, it was simply a quarantine, a system that people shouldn't contract contagious disease. So therefore, there's no problem that they were sitting in each other's company, because the Isra of Leishim, the Tereza Adam Shacharei, has been by the halacha they can observe. So it makes a looser connection in the Chanami. And the main problem is that if you look at the Mefarshi HaMikra on Sefer Melachim, where on the Pasuk, that they were Yoshim Pesach HaShoah, Babo Anoshim Yoshim Mitzvah Pesach HaShoah, it says the page that it was Mitzvah the Din of God and Yeshim Mechut Samach HaMishol. So they clearly understood, they were talking about that whatever else they had, they certainly had a Halacha Dikat Saras, which was Mechayev, that they should have to see Mechut Samach HaMishol. They were there, Hadr Kasha Leduchta. Sorry? Yeah, but that's a chiddush. So I want to suggest, So just two roots in here for this thing. One, of course, the pashtus, you could say, was a matter of sakonas nefashos. They said in Oman another year, they were on the verge of dying. So the Yoshua Noshim, Yoshua Mitzvah Beth HaShoah, that they were sitting in unison, or that they're coming together to talk, was only because to be Metachas and Eitzah, to extricate themselves from the life-threatening situation. That's a Poshet HaBalbatish test. I've looked at a different test. A very interesting Inyan L'Chashatzmoy, listen carefully. But even those who haven't lost the trend until now will be able to jump back onto the bandwagon. Gemara Navi Gazora that was lying on the base very sadistic Gemara and Hilchas Rafua for Pekuach Nefesh says as follows. Omer Rav Omer Rav Yechinen Rami Rav Omer Rav Chistam Rav Yechinen Sofik Chai Sofik Meis Ein Yisrat In Hem. If a person, it's a Sofik, the question is Legabe whether you're allowed to avail yourself of a Goyish doctor or Eivet Kichovim, who might kill him. So if you're going to die for sure, that's one thing, but if this illness is not necessarily going to kill you, so don't expose yourself to the danger of a heathen doctor who might kill you. If it's for sure he's going to die, then you can even avail yourself of a Goyish doctor, because in the Malabshach, the Goy is Shamay Hargenu, Shamay Lo Hargenu, but the Vada you're going to die for sure. So the Gemara says, but what do you mean? How can you still, how can you put yourself into the lines then, if you're suffering from a fatal disease, it doesn't mean you're going to die now. So you'll die in 3 weeks' time. The violent, you'll give yourself to the Eved Kichodim, he'll kill you now. So how can you risk the Chayesho? So the Gemara says, the Chayesho lechashinam. We're not concerned about Chayesho. Read the Gemara, how do you know that we're not Chayesh for Chayesho? See, because it says in the Torah, Parshas Mitzrayim, Melachim, Beis, chapter 7, Rashi says, when we get to the Abba Noshim Mitzrayim, it says, if we come into the city, we'll die from the famine. If we sit here, we'll die also. And we will go into Machnero. What type of a cheshbon was this? We might as well take the risk of going into Machnero. Why? Because we're going to die. If they go into Machnero and they're not received, warmly, then it'll be sudden death, certain death, and immediate death. Whereas if they stay where they are, they'll die, but they're not straight away. So there's an inyan chayisho. So the Gemara says, from here to Raya, we're not chayishish to chayisho. Hoyo v'seif elom v'zat rashi, we're not chayishish to chayisho. That means to say, where there's a possibility of atara, doesn't mean you're not chayishish to chayisho, stop. Where there's a possibility that you may be able to save yourselves, so you're allowed to risk the possibility of losing even the chayisho in order to have a refuah which will give you long-term life. At kind is the Shema Gemara. Moshe Feinstein, Zichron Levracha, was asked, Shuvah Sigris Moshe Yeredei Chil Gimel Simen Amidavog, what's the din if a person is very ill, Mishpakei Din Gedach, there's a cure, the doctors are offering a cure, which the moment he's got Chayisho, the terminal illness, but he's got chayisho, 3 months, 6 months. On the other hand, the doctor, he can put himself into a dangerous, hazardous treatment, which is experimental treatment, and it may give him long life. We'll leave, I may have asked him, what's the din? So he tines, you know, I'm a chuyiv too. He says, what's the raya? Because we've just learned to Gemara and Avodah Zarah, how do you know we're not Chayishish L'Chayisho? From the Gemara says, from the three Mitzrayim, the four Mitzrayim, Abba, Anosh, Yoshu, Mitzrayim, Pesach, Shoah, Yehazi, Yeshvesh, Yisponah. There's a Moshe Demetri, there's a poshta question in this Gemara. So about some Tumua. Ich shayach lemelech ma'abo ha-mitzirayim shu yegeichazi yishvish esbonu shu yegeichazi hu echad ni'abo ha-geitzi shayinam chelik lina ma'abo kibnam besan hedin dav tzadi in kien hari ma'isu v'inu al bidarach ha-toyra el al da'as v'tzoy na'atzmoy ve'ich yalit m'nei rabi yoichin al dine ha-toyra lehima shakein hu gam dine ha-toyra ma'yu dik ha-kasha he got here a shayla in ha-locha where he has to be choshish l'cha yisha got still oh chobarayah from geichazi thank you very much ar v'char v'tzorich. What sort of a precedent is Gehazi that the Frumi Yid should learn out from? Gehazi was far from a paradigm of virtue in any area, as we know from various Gemaras, Mamor Chazal. And yet here, we're suddenly learning out from Gehazi in Halachas Chamuras of the Kuch Nefashim. The Chamura. So quite characteristically, the Moshe says the following answer. Well, Chayim Tzorek Loima, the Rabbi Yechin and Loima, the din ha-teirah tolui bozeh b'da'at ha-inshi. The kirin shechazin and the l'inshi yodisot k'ayetz komi mevad ha-chayesho. V'chein aminon v'mutu gam midinei ha-teirah l'ikonis b'sofik ha-tol ha-chayim gmurim. Av shemusakim bozeh v'adai d'chayesho shalachin eloi chashino. The kirin shechazin b'da'at ha-inshi shakir echiach ha-gmor ha-megeir hazi yoshlish esbono sh'osu b'da'at ha-tzman shurak da'at ha-inshi. So he says, attach it at the therapist. Since we see the Gemara does learn out from Gehazi, so we see that in the Gedorim of what a person has to do and to what extent a person is allowed to go in order to save his life, the Torah itself endorses Da'at HaInshi. That means what some people would do. People are not governed by the parameters of the Torah. Rabbi Yochanan is saying this halacha. Dos gufa lichtin Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is telling us, you know what? How do you know the Chayesho is okay? From here. What's the chat from here? He's saying that there are no Kalolim here, independent Kalolim with the Torah tells you to do in such circumstances. In such circumstances, we follow the norm. If a normal person, if you made it, went into the hospital, a normal person would be ready to take a risk to be able to live happily ever after, or to suffer Chayesho, so he would take a risk. But maybe I'll be telling you also allowed to take a risk. That goof is the Chiddush of the Gemara. That can be mefalpu in the Moshe because it's a very mechudish like approach. That's what the Moshe says. Once we've established that when it comes to the question of Chai Shor, so a person has a certain degree of bailus. So as we see here, the Gemara says, "Reichen learns it out from Deches Yeshlish Esponav Abo Mitzvah Noshim Aboa Noshim Yoshim Mitzvah and Patzvah Shor." So Merhu Adin, a person is allowed to go also into dangerous treatment, to submit himself to hazardous treatment. But he's not mechuyif to do. I am Shom and Igus Moshe, and Shom to the Shana, I can't be married anymore, because it's already nearly 5 to 9. But Meila, Ibazoi, come back here now to the Etzem Din in the Haftarah. Right, the pasuk in Haftarah. So what did we ask? Surely the din of bodily yishim chutzal machne includes two din. One that they have to be cast out of the camp, yishalchum in the machne kotzurah chodav chutzal in the nefesh. And two, the bodily yishim must be sitting in isolation, like the rabbi says kimenudim. Surely yishim b'teichah ba'mishul chaver. And this din they weren't fulfilling here. So the Torah is poshet. Who are we talking about? Geichas yishlesh is bodily. Ad kan do we see in the Gemara and Avodah Zarah that we can learn out of halachas from Geichas Din Shlishis Bono Megabe Pekuach Nefesh, and there Gufa is Taka Torchi and how we manage to do that. But year after year we manage. Moshe has a Hezbo. But Megabe, the way they behaved in matters of Yisrael Heter, there's no riot from them. So the fact that they were outside the camp doesn't mean that they were from people themselves. Because there's a chiyuv upon the tzibur to send them out of the camp. So the tzibur were mekayim their chiyuv, and shalach mei machin, called tzibur chazor, or putting a refesh. So they were mitzvah in Pesach HaShoah, they were outside the city. But with the gabba, the way they behaved between themselves, they didn't observe all of the issue. So they sat outside the camp because they had no choice. But when they sat outside the camp, they sat even between Dal Nam Shechavirai, because there was no problem for them. They didn't observe the halachas of the Torah, etc. The Rambam in Hilchos Tumas Torah, Tumas Megoyim, Perek Tzayin Halacha Yud. I said before Perek Yud Halacha Tzayin, I think. So it's Perek Tzayin Halacha Yud. Finishes off, he concludes the Dinim of Tzaraas with a hezba on the whole phenomenon of Tzaraas. There, Shinui Omer, Gugodim, Ubabatim, Shikros, the Torah of Tzaraas, Peshutas Hashem, all these various deviations for which the Torah has provided this generic term, Tzaraas. Einoi Mimin Hogoi Shel Oilom. It's not something normal. And the ois upele hoya be Yisrael, kedela has hira on miloshen hara. It was a wondrous thing amongst the Jewish people in order to caution them against loshen hara. Shamasapi be loshen hara mishtane is kireis beisai. I'm going to tell loshen hara so first the walls change and chazar by yitra bayis. Moment Berisha Shehuta to remain defiant until the house was demolished, Mishtanin Kayor, etc., etc., the progressive system, until the Tzaraas afflicts his very own body. And then, Mishtana Oiroi, the skin color changes, the Yitzareya, the Yiyah Murdun and Mafursum Levadon. He has to be separated and publicized alone. This is based on what the Rambam says earlier, the Rabbin of Tomi Tomi Yikra, Al-Sofim Yata, etc., Rishi Yipurua, the God of Yipurunim, are all the process of declaring his status as a Matzoya. Ad Shele Yisasek, the Sichas of Roshoim, Shehu Haritzonis Veloshna Hara. So we see here that the union of Bodhad Yeshiv is also a curative purpose. I mean, on the one hand, it is part of being Mavdil and Mepharsim him, alongside the other dinim, which all materials have Havdala, Pirsum. The Rambam says earlier in that period, in Perek Yud, Halacha Zayin, Dinam Tzoyesh Yiel HaMeshev Levadei Chutz Loyesh Namim Chutz Lamach Namim Shove. Over here, the Rambam is giving a philosophical explanation, partly because of the Havdala Pirsum, but also he gets trained to living in isolation. He can't sit and gossip all day, but he can talk to himself. And in this way, he can regain his sanity and he can regain his normal behavior, and he can come back to Toich HaMachna. So I just wanted to finish off with the Chidushim, just with a posh Musa Haskell, that it's not that often that we read Parshas Metzora before Pesach. This year we do Tazria and Metzora before Pesach, and Pesach is the Chayom Tov of talking, Pesach. So we'll come back, and the Yeshiva Bachrim and the children come and call Katze Tevel, bring with them all sorts of stories. Alsos Mevilhern, Nafil Alsos Mevilhern, it all comes to the table. So it's a good Hakdama that we learn Parshas Metzora and the importance of being Nidol Mesichas Roshoyim. It's mashma from the Rambam that he's not talking even, it's not minyachid as a dibur dafke to conversation which fits into the halachic category of Lashon Hara. Sichas Roshoyim Meshaleitim, any unrestrained and undisciplined conversation fits into this category. Because one thing leads to another, slipping your soap syndrome, before you know it, it's over. So the Yisrael that we should take from this is, and although Yom Tov is the Yom Tov of Pesach, Yom Tov of talking with God, Talavincha, and after B'derech Shaila and Tshuva, those who Shumis say Pesach is Pesach, to speak. But this should all be used L'mal Yusa, in a positive way. And in this way we should be Zeichah, to the Achdus Yisrael, to the unity, not to the disharmony. That it shouldn't be Taka, from the Bod of Yeshiva here we should have, she comes to the Bod of Yeshiva Mal Yusuf, Hey Naam Levod of Yishkoin of Agoyim Lo Yishashov Kabiyat Mashiach Kenu Banoi Choshom, since this year is Mitzoy Shabbos Min Ha Psochim O Min Azvochim. Amen.